room.
Yes.
Come on up, honey. You're next.
My wife and kids just went up to the room, but when they get back down here, they'll leave me up front.
Very good.
But I am here.
That's fine. You have a half an hour to go.
Right, okay, great. I'll be here.
Okay, appreciate it.
You are authorized.
Audio ducking. Contacts. Edit activate.
All right.
You guys have been listening so well, I need you to stand up and just stand for a second. Relax. Move your body a little bit, 30 seconds.
Hand in the front and pick the pocket and the person in front of you.
There you go. Put your arms over your head. Very good. Thank you very much. Sit down. Thank you for being a great listener.
This is Voice Dreams Card Mobile, NFB News Books. NFB News Line. NFB News Line.
Who here does not know about NFB News Line?
Who doesn't know about NFB News Line?
All right, let's pick everybody for this. They have an app for the iPhone.
Talking. On. Speaking rate.
So there's heading. Two ways heading to use it on the iPhone. One of them is, I guess you could call in and use their use it on a touch-tone phone. That would work. They also have an app. They're also actually coming out, apparently, I don't have it on my phone, but they are coming out with another version of an app, or with their app, which is apparently going to have some basic features of KNFB Reader in it, which is actually pretty cool. I don't have it because I instruct some students, and there would be quite a process to get them to get it, so, and I'm instructing them, and so it would be kind of
NFB publications button.
So I figured I would briefly show you how to use this, and since most people seem to know about it, I'll deliberately keep this for you.
Publications.
Whoa!
Wait, 1440 camera button flashlight off. Unlock publications button.
Okay, that's a little, is that a little better?
Publications.
Okay.
Your favorites.
So you're able to get your favorites in here.
Section index. Circ A. ABC News 11/07/ ACB Braille Forum 11/01/.
All your favorites are listed in here.
Aaron Space 10. Associated Press.
In alphabetical order.
Associated Press New Jersey 11/07.
And let's say you wanted to read something, just sort of to keep it brief.
Associated Press New Jersey 11.
Let's say you wanted to read this. Going to click it or double tap it.
Remove this publication from your favorites. Button. Current issue, 11/07/2019. Full paper. Button.
The full paper is listed, but it's also, you can also get it by sections.
Business/financial 8 articles. Button. Lottery 8 articles. Button. Sports 6 articles. Button.
You can also get it sort of listed, I guess, by category, I guess, would be the best way to describe it.
State 7 articles. Button. State News Watches 1 articles. Button. Previous issue. State 7 articles. Button.
Suppose we wanted to just read sort of this section of it.
State Democratic. GOP re-elect same leaders in legislature for 2020 Democratic. GOP re-elect same leaders in state. Heading. Democratic. GOP text selection.
This is...
Swipe
this
right to expand select.
This opens up like a web page. So if you've ever used sort of Safari or similar on your phone, then you'll be able to use this. You can just use your rotor.
Audio, speaking rate, static tag, braille screen input, form control, links, headings. NYPD employees charged in car insurance scan. NYPD employees charged in car insurance.
That's your next article. I'm just swiping down.
State cites district over anti-Semitic harassment of girls. State.
That's your next article. You just kind of keep doing this, and that you flick right.
Trenton, N, J,
8. Okay, and that's sort of, that's you just kind of, and that's how you read it.
The office on Thursday announced the finding against the Monmouth County Vocational School District.
Okay, and I'm deliberately trying to keep it, most people know about that.
Yes, fine.
Sections. Section. Sports 6 publications. Public. Home. Pub. Your favorites. Section index. Search for a pub. Home. Back home. NF Pub. TV. Weather. TV listings. Button.
There is also TV listings in here. and there is also weather.
Weather.
Something that is not in here that I do want to point out, because there is actually a specific difference. The job listings, as far as I'm aware, are not in this version of the app. They are in the font. I was, a couple days ago, I was trying to sort of figure that out. I was kind of running around in circles trying to figure that. They're in
Green
the,
Den.
Whoops.
Welcome, Andrew Smith.
They are in the, phone, the Touchstone version. They are not in the app. It's not quite clear to me whether that's in the beta version or not. I would imagine so, but no one's been able to confirm that with me yet. Since most people seem to know about this, I'm going to move on to
NF Bard Mobile. Double tap to open. NF Books. Book. NF Bard Voice Easy Reader. Voice Dream Reader.
I wanted to talk about something some people may not know about, which is Voice Dream Reader. As far as I know, this is
Voice Dream Reader. App.
This is one of the primary ways of getting Bookshare books onto an iPhone. Bookshare at one point had an app. It cost like $20. It was actually quite expensive compared to this. But I asked them a few months ago, and they discontinued it. And so as far as I'm aware, this is what you got to use. And it's actually quite good. It supports many, many different ways of reading. If you have books from, I believe, from like a Kindle or many other sources, you're able to add them to this. Like PDFs, EPUB books from various places, like Microsoft Word files, you can add them all to this thing, and it's able to read them for you.
Filled edit, cert, no reading, user manual. About 14 minutes, 26 seconds, 5% completed.
So I just have listed here a bunch of stuff. Just in the, sort of the home screen of the app are, is everything you've read or just that you have on your phone.
New, what's new for? 9, 7, what's new for? New, what's, the president is missing. James Patterson. About 3 hours, 1 minute, 3 seconds, 100%.
Did you, what did they do? No, okay. Somebody was like, hey, you might want to read this. I was just like, okay, well.
Collaborated with Bill Clinton.
Oh, good God, okay. Oh, okay, you say so.
3 days missing. Kimberly Bell. About 2 hours.
I have no idea what somebody, again, somebody recommended this. Anyway, there's a bunch of, the,
New, what's new for? New, what's new?
Every time there's a new version of the app, it adds like a, what's new to the, I just never bothered to delete them, so that's why all that's there. So, suppose you wanted to read
app,
something.
Filled edit, cert, no reading, user manual, about 14.
Suppose you wanted to read the user manual, let's just say, something innocuous.
No reading, user manual, lock document, controls, button, audio set, visual set, add bookmark, previous item, next item, heading, live, text, headings, book, select tag, play, button. In the list view, you can swipe left on a document to show these commands. Finally, you can tap on edit, then you can select multiple documents and perform one of these commands on all the documents selected, if you're using manual sort order.
Really?
I caught it. We like you to...
Okay, and it just reads, it just kind of reads.
Library, document, button, controls, button.
How do you slow that?
Audio settings.
Oh, probably here.
330 words, 310, 290, 230
this
words.
This thing actually has its own custom.
190 words per
order.
The reorder controls will appear on the right of each row. Tap and hold and drag the row to where.
Anyway, so that's basically more straight.
Library, button.
You can add stuff.
Add, button.
From Bookshare and from many different other places.
Add document.
I happen
close.
To have Bookshare already here.
File browser. Scanner.
These guys also have a scanning app. So if you have, I haven't really used it very much. But if you had it, I have it on my phone, but I just haven't used it. But it's apparently quite good. They also have a writing. So they have reader, writer, and scanner.
File clipboard. File browser.
You can add stuff from your clipboard from a bunch of different places.
Bookshare. Bookshare.
One.
Easy Reader. Goodreads.
can see it.
Joe. Quick help, menu, quick help, channel, short text.
Seeing AI is something that does a lot of different things. I usually, mostly, it can read text, it can do color, it can do light, it can identify money, it can read books and documents, and lots of other stuff. So one of the things I wanted to demonstrate.
DocuProduct person. Currency.
Oh, and
first product.
And products. I frequently use that. It's a barcode reader. So if you have a product that you want to like know what it is, you can this thing will help you try and find sort of where the barcode is, sort of by like beeping, sort of as you get closer, sort of the beeping speeds up, and it'll eventually you'll have to see what that is. It'll even give you product directions on how to prepare it if it's like something you can eat. But to give you an idea, I have some currency. I have no idea what it is because I just have no idea. I just sort of pulled it out of my wallet. I'm not sure what this is.
Currency.
And this can tell me.
$5
I just put it on the table, held my phone
above it. $5
And then my phone just told me what it was. This is apparently
$5. You can buy a triple
play. So if you have some sort of system for folding your money, which everybody hopefully should, then you should, then that should help you. So if you get some change back or whatever, that should help you. Should be able to.
Scene preview. Color preview. Brown.
It can
white.
Also identify colors.
Brownish green. Gray. Brown. Brownish green.
His shirt is apparently changing color.
Brownish green.
Brown. Is my face. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Black.
What's that? Come on.
Gray.
Let's see.
Brown.
If I can try to.
Brownish green.
Why is this
brown?
What about
gray.
Hair color?
Gray.
White. Gray. Brown.
Does it identify hair color?
Currency. Person. Product. Document.
What is this doing?
Currency. Scene preview. Color preview. Brown and brownish green.
There's a reason why this is sort of like preview.
White.
It's in beta, and it's just kind of a race. It's not exactly what it's clearly.
Gray. Brown. Gray. Brown. Gray.
Pick a color, any color.
Gray and white. Handwriting preview.
It's also labeled as your handwriting, although I've never actually tried that. Have you? Okay, so Jamie has, and apparently it's actually worked relatively well.
As long as somebody writes pretty clearly, it reads everything.
That's awesome.
Hi.
That was light, and it was beeping.
Oh, yeah,
it's
telling
pretty
how
good,
strong
it's pretty bright
is.
In here.
Yeah.
It's pretty bright in here. So
yeah.
the speaker is... So the idea behind light is sort of the higher that is, the brighter the light. I don't have it up
here. Product.
There's also person.
Person.
Person, I guess the idea behind this is if you have...
Take a picture of Joe. Take a picture of me.
Well, I guess if you put people into this thing...
Pause announcements. Face recognition. Take picture. Face recognition.
It's like face recognition. So if you put somebody into this thing, then it's able to recognize like their face. What's that?
Take a
three or four times, it's able to, like, yeah.
Channel.
This one I have not used particularly well. I have used, it's able to read documents very, very well. It's able to read product. It's able to use new products, like I said. So if you have, like, cans or like things, more trying to organize your pantry or whatever, it does extremely well. And I've been able to do that extremely efficiently with this. It's more, much better than like, there's like dedicated devices that are able to do this that like cost a lot of money. I've had much better luck with this than those. For Android, Envision AI is an alternative that a lot of people have had good luck with. I'm not sure if that's available on iOS, but Android users have told me that's a good alternative for them.
It's not free.
It
is on iOS.
It is, okay. Okay, well then back, thank you for that.
Well, it lies, it says it's a free app, and then you get input, and they want like $199 a year.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dumb. They want $199 a year?
Yeah. Or $500 for life, but, you know.
Yeah. What's that?
Can you let it read something?
CIC, SIC, Matt Vigor, CJC, New Jersey President.
All right, so that, that would be
resident
at the back, right? Is that where you
0191353 16 minus dot.
All right, so I guess there's going to be a front, where's that from?
Where's the social security?
Oh,
well, yeah.
0191753 Matt Vigors at yahoo.com.
Yeah.
Very good. So we can read that, and that was a better start. Mm-hmm. So it's very cool. And
Jen.
That was short text.
That was short text.
Not short document.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
92% App Store. 1505, messaging.
Okay, does anybody have questions?
Yes.
Hold on. Ed Godfrey?
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Okay.
Ed Godfrey, you can go first. Go ahead.
One of the cool things I like about Seeing AI is that you can now assign shortcuts to each one of those channels.
You sure can.
So you can say, read my money, and it'll automatically open Seeing AI to the currency channel.
I use that a lot.
Isn't that cool? That's
very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a question, Rick Fox. Yeah. Go ahead, Rick.
I want to know, Andy, if you or anybody who uses Seeing AI has figured out a way to use its color identifier. We heard an example of what it does. If you hold something up to it, it will give you about 5 different colors. And I can't figure out which of the colors is the right one.
I know. And it's not quite clear to me either, like even just in general. I haven't quite. I mean, there's a reason why that's in pre. That's like in beta.
I would just write to Microsoft and tell them that. I've written it myself.
1506.
So the more people that write, maybe they'll fix it.
I use Pantex.
And the one problem is thread is all sorts of different colors. Like, I mean, it might be a blue shirt, and really what the camera's seeing is all the different little threads. It's not seeing the big picture. And that's what the problem is with most colors.
Brian Keane,
go ahead.
It also is lighting and the distance from the object as well, because it's changing when you're jittery a little bit, because like me, I'm older, my hand isn't that steady. If you move it a little bit too much, because it moves your head, it'll change the color. And also, like I said, the lighting, whether it's brighter or darker, will change the shade. So if you have it in a consistent lighting condition and you know, are somehow able to hold it stable, it usually will come up with one color or two colors at the most.
Okay, Joe Ruffalo
wants
a comment.
Joe Ruffalo wants a comment?
Go ahead.
I use the old-fashioned color identifier.
Which one do you want?
I said, Judy, what color is this shirt?
Thank you.
We all do.
Hold on. Alex has the floor.
My question is, how is seeing AI able to be text versus the handwritten?
As opposed to handwritten.
Yes, so text, so handwritten text.
There is a text
like
on there for handwriting.
Is so you have to specifically select handwritten text. That's all.
There's different channels. You can select the channel. So if you select document, it'll read the document.
Yep.
If you select handwriting, it'll read it as if it was handwriting. Mm-hmm. You just click. There's a bunch of channels on the bottom, like 9 of them. Mm-hmm. One of the other things, just for a quick note, one of the things I use it for, I'm a grandmother of three, and I get pictures all the time and videos
channel,
all the time.
Short
so
text,
in the picture,
adjustable.
There's a share option.
Up or down with one thing.
And in addition to sending it to somebody, you can have it recognized with seeing AI. It'll go just like this. Processing. And then it'll tell me.
Yeah.
3-year-old boy with brown hair looking happy, sitting on a trench. And then I know exactly what it is and I can respond correctly.
Oh,
so that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Kathy Butzler?
Kathy,
I use the app Be My Eyes,
uh-huh.
And that is very, very good. They have 400,000 volunteers worldwide, and you just hold your camera up to what it is, because one time I was making brownies and I didn't know how much ingredients, and they read it right to you, and
yeah.
I need an expiration date on a bottle
at
once.
The grocery store.
So Be My Eyes is also a very good app that will read to you.
Hold on. Tony, you're next.
It is important to note with these apps that some of these features, such as the product, requires a good internet connection.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you need to connect to Wi-Fi and you have a good cellular connection for it to work quickly and properly.
Because
it doesn't have all the millions of barcodes. It doesn't have all that data on the phone. So it goes to the internet for that data. So for it to work quickly and it's used good accurately for you, they're going to get good internet. And also, sometimes people find they're having issues with scanning. Little things like checking your camera lens to make sure it's clean could mean a lot.
Very good.
When scanning under these
So, guess what? Andy's going to be at the table too.
Okay.
And that'll be at 4:15. And what?